The Sportscast, November 13th, Friday the 13th, 2020 of all years. Welcome back to the Sportscast. You're on YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. On YouTube, please subscribe and leave a comment in one of our videos, maybe this one. And, of course, you can listen to us on online digital radio. You could listen to it on our website, thesportscast.net, or on the Sportscast app for iPhone. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our daily newsletter. If you're that person that checks emails every day from their bed, subscribe to our newsletter because we'll let you know what happened like the night before, what happened in yesterday's sports news. So, and we'll give you the latest. And what happened last night was the Colts taking over the AFC South. That's right. Phil Rivers is making it happen. And joining us all the way from upstate New York, a man that is seeing Liberty at number 22, Ryan Krista. You are back here at the Sportscast.
Santiago, it's good to be back. Good to be talking some football after. Well, I thought it was going to be a better seeing the play for four quarters and the Titans didn't really show up in the second half. But that's going to happen on Thursday night.
That happens on Thursday night. I would, you know, it's funny because I had Ryan Tannehill on my fantasy and he only gave me 12 points. It feels like, I mean, it kind of feels like I can't start anyone who ever plays on Thursday night football.
It's hit or miss because you sometimes, if your opponents are in a team that's not motivated or injury depleted, and you might, you know, hit it. But yeah, it's risky on Thursday night because you really don't know what's going to happen.
But it was a good matchup, and Phil Rivers had 308 yards. Ryan Krista, they're the best team in that division. Do you agree? What you see on paper
after last night? Yeah, you know, they play hard nosed defense. When Phil Rivers doesn't make mistakes, that team is very tough to beat. You know, the problem is they don't run the ball good enough right now consistently, so a lot is put on Phil Rivers. And then when that happens, he tends to take too many chances. Even last night, there was a couple of times and shaking my head, like, what was he thinking, you know, as an experienced quarterback? But that's always kind of been his MO, you know, that risk taker. So he's going to throw, you know, make you a lot of plays, but he's also going to turn the ball over a lot. And that's ultimately what, you know, drove him out of San Diego, is that, you know, the good play, you know, the bad plays and turnovers are outweighing the good plays. And I think there is a sense that, you know, he comes to a new place and he's going to make plays. And last night he made, you know, he shredded that Tennessee defense, you know, all game.
And Nyheim Hines got 70 yards last night. The Titans, Derrick Henry had no score touchdowns yesterday. What's going on with Tennessee?
I don't even think he had a bad game. They just fell behind, and they could never really get in rhythm, especially the second half. First half, I thought, you know, even if it was pretty consistent, but the second half, you know, you make a couple of good runs, you know, and then, you know, they could throw the ball on first down, you know, incomplete pass, and then that kind of throws you off. Once you, you know, you miss that incomplete on first down, you know, it puts you behind the chains, and really got, you know, and you really have to abandon that run until you get a first down. So I just really just thought, you know, the rhythm of the second half. Because you watch that first drive of the game, you know, the balance, you know, keeping the Colts off balance, you know, run pass, and it was easy, you know, and then you thought, oh, wow, the Titans can run away with it, but they can never find that rhythm again.
Can you see Tennessee regroup again and then be that force in the AFC again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's definitely room for them. You know, I think they definitely make the playoffs. This team is not bad. You know, they're just not – they haven't really played up their expectations in the secondary, especially in defense. You know, they're making a lot of mistakes, leaving a lot of people open. Early in the season, that was a, you know, you didn't throw against Tennessee, you know, because, you know, they covered well, but They're not playing up to their potential, but that doesn't mean they won't get there. You know, they have a lot of playmakers. I think Clowney, while he's not getting a lot of sacks, he's getting some pressure. Jeffrey Simmons up front, he's good. Once they get back on groove, you know, maybe this 10-day stretch, you know, we'll set them back up. You know, I think, especially this season, you know, I think they ran on adrenaline, you know, the first couple weeks after they had that COVID outbreak, they played well. Then they play the Steelers down to the wire, and, you know, they came up short, and then they go to Cincinnati and just really lay an egg. And then last week you play Chicago, who they beat. But the problem is, you know, when they play Chicago, that's a hard-hitting team, you know, and to go in and play a game on Thursday night, they show the effects of that. So you take 10 days off, you recuperate, and I think you're going to see a different Titans team.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, the Colts are the new kid of the block in the south of the AFC. Looking forward to it. Tennessee definitely has some time to regroup ever since losing against the Steelers. They haven't been all there. But anyways, let's go to the main segment of the show, Ryan. Are you ready to predict NFL Week 10?
Oh, let's do it.
First matchup, the Buccaneers at the Panthers. The Panthers came close with the Chiefs, Ryan. Buccaneers came with an awful loss, maybe the worst game Tom Brady I've ever seen in my life. Who do you have for that matchup?
I definitely think the Buccaneers, I think they had a rough week of practice. I'm sure Bruce Arians let them know how bad they were. And one thing about Bruce Arians, he doesn't baby Tom Brady. Media know Tom Brady played awful, and he needs to play better if they're going to win. So I think, with that being said, I definitely think they'll see a much better effort from the Buccaneers. And again, you know, the Panthers played well on Sunday. You know, they get Christian McCaffrey back, but you know, then he goes and injures his shoulder, so he's, well, I think listed today is doubtful. So most likely,
I don't think he's playing this weekend.
So, you know, you lose him again. So I don't know what you're going to get from the Panthers. You know, they're definitely not the same team without him. I think having Christian McCaffrey back definitely gave him a pep in their step, you know, the other day. But I think the Buccaneers get back on track this week.
Now, after last week's loss against the Saints, do you put the Saints in a different thought now? Like, okay, well, the Saints weren't doing well, but then when they beat the Bucs, like, wow, they could be, you know, the best team in the NFC sometimes, but...
Yes, because this is the first week they seem like they really got fully healthy on offense. You know, getting Michael Thomas back hasn't played in forever. When they got all their weapons, you know, they're, you know, with Kamara and Murray running the ball, and then, you know, Sanders and Thomas on the outside, it's just a good team, you know, balanced offensively, and then Drew Brees. Again, you know, when you get these veteran quarterbacks, you know, for every performance, you know, he'll have a Tom Brady performance like Tom Brady had. You know, he's due for one of those. You know, you're not going to get that consistent, you know, 16-week performance in these quarterbacks getting in the high 30s, early 40s. So, but I think that's the point of, you know, finding that running game the last couple of years is taking a lot of pressure off Drew Brees. But they definitely need Michael Thomas out there, because he'll help the running game by just having him out there. It takes, you know, they can't put all those people in the box, which just stops the run.
Anyways, I hope my boy Scotty Miller has a great performance this weekend against Carolina. He's kind of lacking the last past 2 weeks. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, goodness, I don't think anybody had a good performance. It was interesting, you know, it's almost like, you go back to Buccaneers, it seemed like they were trying to force that ball to Antonio Brown, you know, now that he's back on the team.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have him in my fantasy, Ryan. When should I start him, this weekend or next weekend?
I like to see how they, you know, I think the problem with the Buccaneers, now you're adding another passionate wide receiver. So, you know, you got, when everybody's healthy, you got weapons. Is it too many? I don't know, because you're starting adding up. You got Gronk, you got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, no, Antonio Brown.
Cameron Brate.
And then you got the running backs, Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette.
It's too much. McCoy, like, it's convoluted.
And Sal's going to have them all, but is that too many weapons? I don't know.
We'll Ryan see. Christa, he is a coach, but not in football, but in basketball. But he sees these things. Anyways, next game, Ryan, we got the Texans. Houston Texans, huge win against Jacksonville, going against the Cleveland Browns with no OBJ. Interesting matchup. I'm thinking Cleveland. Ryan, what do you think?
I agree with you. You know, the Browns are playing for something. The Texans, you know, their season's over. You know, even though they got that win against Jacksonville, you know, I think it's too little too late. There's still a lot of dysfunction in the organization. They had, you know, a little PR nightmare, you know, with a, you know, an incident this week. It's, you know, in the side, you know, big picture story was, you know, Houston sports, who would have thought the Houston Astros amid a cheating scandal are the most stable franchise in all of Houston. So, with all the dismay going on with the Rockets right now. So, the Browns, you know, get Baker Mayfield back off the COVID list. I think, you know, they find their balance and they win over the Texans.
Washington football team at the Detroit Lions, two terrible teams. One's 2-6. The other one is 3-5. They lost against the Giants last weekend. With that, and then of course the Lions were blown out by the Vikings. So who's going to have redemption this weekend?
Well,
in Ford Field,
we get to see, you know, Alex Smith making his first start in a very long time,
which you're happy about. You're an Alex Smith fan, I've heard.
To Haskins, I really thought by now they put him back in, you know, but this kind of fortifies, I think, his days as a starter in Washington, you know, might be over for Haskins. You know, when you make a move like that, putting in a quarterback who I think, well, it's a nice story, frankly, you know, didn't help their chances of winning last week, throwing three interceptions. But it's a nice story seeing Alex Smith start, you know, like you, but, you know, even though the Washington Football Club is 2-6, they still have everything to play with because the division is not very good. So it's a big game. You know, the Lions are fading fast in their division. You know, I don't see much hope for them. But I still think they're a better team than the Lions. So I think they do get the victory this week.
Matt Patricia, what do you think is going to happen to him?
I don't think he's long for coaching the Lions.
Okay. But you picked the Lions to win this matchup, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, they've been patient with them. You know, maybe COVID year, they don't want to fire anybody. But I just, you know, they're not making strides. You know, they're kind of just stuck in mediocrity or below mediocrity. So I think they got to make a move. But I don't want to hire or fire coaches. I'm just kind of just seeing what I see.
The Packers go against the Jags. Aaron Rodgers put up an amazing show last week against the 49ers. Jacksonville had a good showing with Luton, had a 72-yard pass to DJ Shark, great fantasy guy. I guess the obvious is the obvious.
Yeah, you know, the obvious is that the Packers will win this game pretty easily. So, definitely going to go with them to win by at least 3 scores, I think. You know, the Jaguars are going the wrong direction. And the coach, I don't see long for coaching the organization because I think, you know, they're going to draft high, and I think they're going to draft the quarterback. And I think when you draft a quarterback that high, it's good to start with a new coach, you know, so they can grow together.
What do you think about Jake Luton, a Oregon State alum? Had a good showing last week, but he lost the game. But what do you think about this quarterback? Potential or not really?
I don't think he's a potential starter, a long-term starter. I think he's a guy who's shown. Yeah, I think, you know, in the end, you know, they draft a quarterback, but who is going to be your veteran long-term backup quarterback? Is it going to be Minshew or is it going to be Luton? I think that's really what the Jaguars organization is kind of dealing with right now. Yeah, I don't think either one of them is your long-term starter. I mean, this franchise is basically, with the moves they made, is trying to not be competitive. I think, you know, the hope was, you know, that they'd be able to get a high draft. And I know everybody talks about Trevor Lawrence, but there's other good quarterbacks, too, in this draft, you know, with Fields and, you know, Wilson from BYU. You're going to find a winner out there. So, I like I said, I don't think their starter next year is either one of those two quarterbacks.
Next game, Eagles at the Giants, NFC East championship game. I know, sorry, NFC East divisional game, not championship game. But could be a championship game. last week the Giants won. Eagles, I don't know what happened last week with the Eagles, but they're playing in MetLife. Ryan, what does your heart tell you?
I think the Giants get this. They played like a couple weeks ago on a Thursday night in Philadelphia, and the Eagles had a really good game. The one thing about the two teams is they always play competitive games, not just against each other, but against everybody in the league. They don't blow anybody out. They don't get blown out.
Interesting, isn't it?
They kind of level their competition. So with that saying, I think it'll be a good game, but I think the Giants being home, I know there's no home field advantage, but
with no one there. Victory. Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, a man that has a lot of faith in the Giants organization and fan base, but not the other team in New York. But we'll talk about that little bit later.
I think that Giants are hoping that the Jets pull out a victory here so they can
Ryan, you're sounding a bit muffled. I don't know if you could fix that on your end.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Much better. Wow. It's like eating a good taco in Mexico rather than Taco Bell. Anyways. Okay. Bills at the Cardinals. Josh Allen versus Kyler Murray. Ryan Christ. The Cardinals had a huge loss last week with Miami. And the Bills, they've been having a few couple weeks. This is a good matchup. It'll be played in Phoenix in Maricopa County.
Yeah, so it'll be, I think it'll be a back and forth matchup. Two good offenses, two defenses that aren't bad, but they're not good. So I think it'll be a game in the 30s. But I mean, maybe it's a look on me. I think Josh Allen and the Bills pulled this out.
Bills pulled out. Now, where, I mean, you're near Buffalo. What are you hearing in that area? Are you hearing, wow, this is a Super Bowl team? Or this is AFC championship team. Like, what have you been hearing?
We're just enjoying the ride, you know. Enjoying, you know, a team that's quality, that plays well, and it's fun to watch. Like last week, you know, they go on, they don't just beat the Seahawks, they outscore the Seahawks. You know, there's a couple weeks I think where you saw Josh Allen, you know, maybe not regress, but kind of go back to some of the things he struggled with early on in his career, but. It's definitely, you know, when he's on and the receivers and him are in rhythm, they're a tough team to stop.
Let's go to the game of the week or game of Sunday that Ryan Christa will be watching, the Broncos at the Raiders. The Broncos could have came back against the Falcons but didn't pull through. And, of course, John Gruden is 3-11 all-time against the Broncos. Are you feeling good about this game?
Well, not really, because I think the Raiders are a quality football team. You know, solid on both sides of the ball. Derek Carr is having a fantastic season. It's going to take a four-quarter effort. The time the Broncos the last couple weeks is that they fall behind, you know, in the third quarter. They try to make, you know, a valid effort in the fourth quarter. 2 weeks ago, they were able to do it. Last week, they fell a little short. You know, they're going to need, you know, that's part of the progression of Drew Lock is that they got to be able to play four quarters of football, but, you know, still injury struggles on both sides of the ball is going to make it very, very difficult. Again, I'll pick the Broncos, but with my heart, but my head says I think the Raiders will win this game.
Wow, you're picking over your favorite team, but I like you being objective a little bit. I like that. So, but I'll give you credit. It is played in Legion Stadium in Las Vegas, no fans. Tua versus Herbert, Chargers versus Dolphins, a matchup that everyone has been waiting for. Who do you got?
A little battle of our sportscast rivalry there.
It is a sportscast rivalry, but only in the sportscast. Like, you don't really hear this outside of the sportscast, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because it wasn't, you know. I mean, you had Joe Burrow, the clear number one, and I think there was this battle for the number two quarterback. But, I mean, Herbert's playing well. Tua is 2-0. I think he made great strides between, you know, his first start and second start. So,
I think the Dolphins are a much better team than the Chargers overall, so I'm going to say the Dolphins win this game.
The Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium. I do got a good feeling. What do you think about Tua's performance so far? I know it's been two games, and, of course, people are saying that like the defense has been really taking the show, but what have you been seeing so far?
I think the first week, Chain Gailey really didn't let Tua do much. In the second week, I think they gave him more freedom, let him throw the ball a little bit more, and he made some plays. I still don't think they gave him the whole playbook, but I think they found a formula to win. Let's just say I think Brian Flores is the best coach, right now, or the coach of the year in the NFL.
Whoa! That's
this franchise.
That's huge.
I think it's incredible. Yeah. They're 5-3, Santiago, and I think they came in as a franchise kind of hoping that they get a high draft pick this year and play, play Tua. But right now they're in pace to make the playoffs easily.
Oh, yeah. Now with the Patriots, can't say they're tanking, but they kind of are gearing towards that, it feels like.
I think there is this, early on, I think I thought that – Patriots to take a step back, and they won their first two games, and they're like, okay, maybe Cam Newton will save this team, but now we're seeing this team is, the roster talent isn't really there, so it's really not Cam Newton's fault as much as it's just kind of depleted. I think the Patriots kind of got to take a step back. They got to get younger and more talented, so it's just kind of part of the growth as an NFL team.
Definitely something to look at. Let's look on. I picked the Dolphins as well, but definitely good to see these two quarterbacks go at each other for the first time ever. Seahawks at the Rams, NFC West showdown. Ryan Christa, this is a huge game. I could see an upset possibly.
You like the 49ers in this game?
No. Seahawks at Rams.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, I thought you said 49ers.
I might have said 49ers. I'm sorry if I did.
I like the Rams in this game also. I think what I saw the Seahawks, the team, that Russell Wilson is playing at a, MVP caliber season. Last week he struggled a little bit with turnovers, but that defense is not very good right now for the Seahawks. Even with Jamal Adams back there. They give up a lot of yards. They pressured the quarterback. They had 7 sacks against the Bills, but also gave up 400 yards passing. So they definitely are weak in the back end. So I think, Goff and McKay will find some mismatches, and kind of pick apart this Seahawks. And I think they'll get enough stops defensively to win the game. So I'm going to go with the Rams.
Rams win. San Francisco at the Saints. What you got?
I think injury bug finally hit the rock last week. 49ers, they're just injury depleted. I don't think they're going to put up much of a fight against the Saints. I think they'll be competitive, more competitive they were against the Packers. But I'm going to say the Saints win by about 10 points.
Saints win by 10 points. Let's do it. Bengals at the Steelers, a Steelers team with no Roethlisberger.
As we know, I think word out of Pittsburgh is that they kind of expect him to play because they should be able to pass protocol, as long as he keeps on getting negative tests tomorrow, and that would make him be able eligible.
Correct. Yes, he does. He could make it on Sunday to play against the Bengals.
Word out of Pittsburgh, I think, is that hearing that he should play unless something changes. And that means that he hasn't practiced all week, but when you're a veteran like that, you should be okay. I think as long as they don't have a letdown, as you kind of saw against the Cowboys, it's hard to get up every day, but I think, Mike Tomlin gave them a wake-up call this week. No matter who plays, Roethlisberger or Mason Rudolph, I think they win. But I look for Joe Burrow to put on another show and kind of get his name out there. But I'm going to go with the Steelers winning the game in the end.
Oh, you're not give the Bengals the benefit of the doubt.
Steelers are a tough team to beat, Santiago.
They're looking good, aren't they? Are they the best team in the AFC, you think?
Hey, Yeah, I mean, right now, until you proven otherwise, you know.
Right now. I don't,
you know, the Ravens got a good record, but this isn't the same Ravens team we saw last year. I think teams have kind of fallen the way to stifle Lamar Jackson a little more. And the Chiefs are hit, you know, they're not, I don't think, as they're not blowing people out like I think we expected. So it's definitely between the Steelers and Chiefs, but you know, you can make a case for either team.
Speaking about the devil, Ravens at the Patriots. The Patriots narrowly defeated the Jets on Monday night and hope to carry some momentum into their game against the Ravens. Baltimore's itching to stay on track in a bid for the AFC North title. Who do you got for Sunday Night Football on NBC and Gillette Stadium with no fans for the rest of the season?
This is a do or die for the Patriots. They got to keep their season alive. You know, they escaped against the Jets, but I really think the Ravens need a coming out party and being on national TV on Sunday night. That could definitely be the side of that. So I'm going to say the Ravens win this
game. Oh, man. I thought you were going to push for the Patriots.
Even though they win Monday night, it was definitely nothing to write home about. That's for sure. I mean, they let Joe Flacco pass the ball over the yard. I just think, you know, even in the Ravens win the other week against the Colts, it was not an offensive masterpiece. So expect the Ravens to come out and just, you know, come up with a great game plan. I think they find a little offensive rhythm this week against the Patriots.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, NFL Week 10 is this weekend, 1 p.m. on Sunday. And, of course, 4 p.m. games and then the Sunday night game, which is the Ravens and Patriots. There's a lot of weak games, low-key games, but I guess you can say they could be exciting. There could be a few upsets. And hopefully your boy Noah Fant.
If you look at the schedule, it's a little weird on Sunday. And this is all to do with actually golf, with the Masters going on.
Yeah.
CBS is trying to put a lot of their marquee games on later on to not go against the final round of the Masters.
And who do you got for that one?
Are at 4:25 or 4 instead of being at 1 o'clock.
And who do you got for the Masters this weekend? DeChambeau?
He's playing good. It's hard to go against that guy. I thought, yeah, I'll go with that, Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, I think he's the safest bet in Vegas. Random question of yesterday. Today there was no poll question. What is the best topping for pizza? The choices are pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, or pineapple.
Are we traditional go with pepperoni?
Pepperoni, I like that. That is the safest bet. And college football prediction for tonight, FAU at FIU.
Oh, the Shula Bowl, Santiago, your hometown bowl. It's amazing both of these teams are able to play. It seems like every week those teams get canceled.
They could get canceled in a minute by now.
Tackard and FAU Owls. But, I mean, before we sign off here, I mean, we'd be remiss not to give a little love to our Liberty Flames. Kind of a crazy year, you know, 7-0. You know, 2 ACC wins, probably go to 8-0 after a win tomorrow against Western Carolina, with heading in huge showdown next Saturday night in Raleigh, North Carolina, against the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Coach Hugh Freeze got a multi-year extension that pays them upwards of $3 million for a group of 5 team. That's huge. will be enough to hold off the SEC suitors. We'll see. It's kind of the pros, the cons of having a great year that, you know, coaches being highly sought after. But anyways, you can't take these victories, these moments away. You know, as an alumni, it's awesome to see this team go out there and, you know, show so well for themselves.
Exactly. Liberty is 22nd in the country. And they're doing well. Maybe it's a COVID lucky season. We don't know. But Freeze is the real deal. Got a contract extension this weekend. And, of course, college football is going to be interesting this weekend because there's going to be a couple of a whole lot of games being postponed, and of course LSU Bama was postponed.
I think, we're up at 13 games as we speak. You know, Friday afternoon
and counting.
Yeah, and I expect to be, I think, one, if not two more Pac-12. I mean, Pac-12 is in a really tough shape.
I know. It's like the protocols are pretty stringent.
Yeah, and there's no wiggle room. It is the name of the game in 2020. I think, there's, if anything, we to get to the finish line, we got to push it back just a little bit. You know, does that mean the country as a whole is going to be better in a month? I don't know, but you at least got to give yourself a fighting chance, And right now, we're 13 games and counting being canceled. It's tough to imagine right now under current conditions to be able to finish the season. Not saying I'm not believing in that, but it's tough.
It's tough, and we need to finish this show. Ryan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the 13 games being canceled?
Mad Dog Report 18. Looking for, there's still, quality games. I'll finish off my last thought. Obviously being a Liberty alum, that's, I'm a huge supporter of that, but my lifelong team, the Florida Gators, after a big win against the Georgia The Bulldogs this week played the Arkansas Razorbacks, who are led by quarterback Felipe Franks, who only, 13 months ago was the Florida Gators starting quarterback before a gruesome, leg injury took his season away and entered Kyle Trask, who hasn't looked back since. But it'll be interesting to see, Felipe putting on an opposite team uniform in Gainesville after, really 4 years, being the quarterback and for the Gators. So interesting sight to behold tomorrow night.
It's good to be a Gators fan this season. You can reach us on the Sportscast at thesportscast.net or on Twitter at thesportscast1 for the latest and greatest. Follow our Twitter because we have a lot of late-breaking news. Sign up for our newsletter, our daily Sportscast newsletter. If you're that person that does not rely on ESPN SportsCenter or on an ESPN app, you could use our email. Go right to our inbox.
ESPN is laying people off. We're hiring people. That's
exactly. They just laid off 300 people this past week, so things are not looking good for them. And, of course, download our app, the Sportscast app, and for the latest and greatest, any push notification on that. And then, of course, we got college football games this weekend, Wisconsin, Michigan, all that. Anyways, we don't have time. Ryan Krista, it's great to have you again. I know we've been having issues getting you via the show, but we're trying to get you and Jordan and DeLugo together. But hopefully will happen soon.
Let's do that. Maybe before another Gators game here, we can as we get towards the end of the season. And so
because he is a Florida fan, but you're not a Jacksonville Jaguar fan, but you're very familiar with Jacksonville, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, Ryan, I got to go pay some bills. I don't know about you, but you got to finish that taco.
All right. Sounds good, Santiago. We'll catch up later, and God bless everyone.
Ciao.